Do you have a good eye? I grew up playing sports. I played a little bit of basketball, softball, volleyball, and tennis. I grew up in a small town. There wasn't much else to do, so we played ball. My brother also played sports. One of my favorite sports he played was baseball. As a little sister, I got to hang out at the field, eat snow cones, chili pies, and cheer for our team. When a player stepped up to bat and let a foul ball fly by, we would yell, "Good eye." They had a good eye to see that foul ball. Moms have a good eye to see and stop their children from doing something they should not. Agents have a good eye for talent. My sister has a good eye for design and restoration of old homes. My husband has a good eye for really old guitars. See how it works? You may see something others don't. You have an appreciation or a gift even to see things a certain way. Maybe you have a good eye for seeing the good in people. That's a good eye. Our eyes are said to be the windows to our soul. I know sometimes I see things I wish I could unsee. You know what I mean? We should consider what we allow into our heart, mind, and soul through our eyes. Images and what we fix our gaze upon can be very powerful and can possibly lead us down a dark road. Jesus talked about having a good eye. He also talked about having a bad eye. When you hear what each one leads to, you might think a bit more about what it means to have a good one. Matthew 6:22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? These two verses about our eyes, light and darkness, and how it all influences our whole body are right in the middle of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where he is turning everything upside down. He brings it all back to the heart. What are our motives? Where are our treasures stored? Do we care more about outward appearance and looking good to the world, or do we hunger and thirst for righteousness and choose the narrow way? What are our eyes fixed on? He says the eye is the lamp of the body. If you've got a good eye, you're full of light. If you've got a bad eye, you're full of darkness. Light and darkness are a constant theme throughout Scripture. Jesus is the light of the world, and the love of God is the light that shines through the darkness. Darkness, on the other hand, is what you walk in if you turn away from Jesus and choose a life of sin. Our mind and body will be led down the path that our lamp lights for us. If our eye is good, if we are focused on Jesus and his ways, we will follow a path of light. If our eye is bad and we focus more on the ways of this world, we will follow a path of darkness. It's that simple. That's the truth. Don't get caught in the dark. Be sure your lamp is shining the light that leads to eternal life. That's the path you want to be on, and you can only see it with a good eye. I'm Lori Klein.